Who leads? Why not you? My whole family took a trip to the spy museum. Spyscape.com in New York the day after Thanksgiving. Three wonderful things happened. We had an extra ticket and gave it to a stranger and did not ask for repayment. She was shocked in the best way. 8 family members had a blast from trying to slap laser lights and surviving the deception room to finding out how sucky our powers of observation were, to trying to solve brain teasers in 5 seconds or less. We left with an assessment and given our assignment. The lesson on how hard I am on myself really had me feeling like a fraud and a failure. Why did I feel like that? There were many stations. Stations where we had to check in and take both personality tests and solve intricate puzzles in 20 seconds or less. I could never do the puzzles, and the number sequences kicked my butt. I was sure I would flunk out of spy school. But wait, I was chosen to be a spy master. Wait, what? It seems my personality tests came out high on empathy, social intelligence, and leadership. Boom. Yes, it was a game and I loved it. I was also reminded that what I was taught in school was not what has allowed me to succeed in life. As Seth Godin said, we invented the educational regime to produce compliant factory workers. But the most compliant aren't always suited to be the bravest, the most empathetic, or the most intuitive. Let's focus on what we do well. Let's let others do what they do well. We don't need rocket science unless we are rocket scientists. Always on your side, Indrani.